Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be a part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time that you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Today was a relatively quiet trading day for the cattle and meat futures. Feeder cattle finished the day about steady. We did not get to the gap in March feeders. The highest they got was 125.90, and that gap is filled at 126.10. So the March is the lone month that has not filled the gap. There's quite a bit of sell pressure up against it, and I think that's why it did get to 125.90 and not fill the gap. But April, May, August, and on back did fill the gap. Live cattle were higher, $1.80 higher in February following 124 and 125 cash trade. So February is at 123.10. On back, April, June, and August weren't up near as much. April only up 47. We had a cold storage report this afternoon. Beef was 537 million pounds. That's a record for the month of January. Last month it was 567 million. So we went through 30 million pounds this last month, but it was still a record for January. Last year at this time it was 534 million. So we're higher than last year, but lower than last month. Pork was 526 million, about 100 million less than last year, but about 50 million more than where we were last year at this time. We got a cattle on feed report Friday, 101 expected on feed, placements 111, marketed 110.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures were generally weak today. Beans were 8 to 9 lower, corn 4 to 6 lower, and then Kansas City wheat actually half higher, Chicago wheat 1.5 lower. The USDA Commodity Outlook Conference suggested corn acres in this 2017 crop year were going to be 90 million acres. Last year it was 94 million, so a drop in corn. Beans were 88 million acres, up from 83.4 in 2016. And then wheat, 46 million, where last year we were 50.2 million. Not many surprises there on the acreage numbers. Beef production, they estimated 26 billion pounds for 2017. That's up just over 3% from last year. Pork up nearly 5% at 26.2 billion pounds year over year. So an increase in pork and beef. Hedge funds for grains are still short 45,000 contracts of wheat, long 91,000 corn, long 150,000 contracts of beans. Looked at the drought picture here. There wasn't much drought. There was some in eastern Oklahoma and into northwest Oklahoma. Texas was virtually out of drought. There were no drought conditions in the whole state of Texas. And there's a lot of attention being paid to the weather here. The weather's been warm. The wheat is growing. And what would happen if we did get some sort of a freeze event later on? Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.